WMD, RadioMD.com.
Decade after decade, he informs, educates, and spreads the word on good health. It's time for the Power of Health. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Today it's an interesting thing. Getting and staying healthy is a job all in itself. Not only do we have to have the energy to get healthy, but we need to know what to listen to as far as information, then disseminate the misinformation from the good information, and then finally choose a road or a path to follow. And then we get to choose diet and exercise and a quality way of living, and then we need to choose our supplements as well. And that's a year that we are choosing quality supplements. So homework is at least something that we all have to think about as well, because it's not just about getting healthy. It's about making sure that we do truly have a great path to follow. My guest today is Natasha Trenev. Natasha is a world-renowned expert in the field of probiotics and the founder of the American probiotics industry. As a developmental scientist whose family had been commercially producing yogurt and other cultured foods for generations, Natasha has spent more than 40 years studying the health benefits connected to the consumption of beneficial bacteria. With me today, my guest, Natasha Trenev. Hey, Natasha.
Good day to you, Jeffrey, and a wonderful, wonderful day it is.
I have a question for you. Do you feel that as far as supplementation in general, obviously things come, they come full circle. You know, we hear things coming into the media and then some things get really big and then they kind of go on the back burner for a while. Something that's been on the front burner for a long time now has been probiotics. And, you know, and obviously people are learning more about them. But the thing is, has the topics of probiotics become overly confusing for the average consumer?
Yes, I think they're overly confusing, and I think the consumer needs to spend time and wade through all of the hype and marketing. As you may recall, 35 years ago, I launched a whole category of probiotics, not only in the United States, but internationally. And people have seized upon this word, and basically, people just think it's friendly bacteria that I need to take to make me healthy. But they don't understand how important the choice of these beneficial bacteria and how understanding a very simple probiotic labeling standard means that they're going to get the most money for that whatever they spend on that product. And virtually what we have is so much deception and so much what I call poor quality product that an individual really needs to spend time to figure out what it is that he's buying or she's buying, and if that product is really going to deliver the improvement of what I call the most important ecosystem in your world, and that's your internal ecosystem in your gut. Remember, you are 90% microbes and only 10% human cells, and your microbiome, which is a sum of all the genetic material of the microbiota that's found in your gut, controls 99% of your genetic expression. So we're here today really to eradicate that confusion that exists in choosing the right probiotic product, because probably it's one of the most important choices you can make for the foundation of your health today and any time in the future.
You know, the confusing part of it comes into play when today we have a tendency to be very, very, how do I say, we are desperate for health. We are so frustrated and so confused, and our desperations tend to be something that, you know, end up being the driving force for our motivation. We do live in this symptomatic world, and we live in a world where many times they are the confusion is overtaking the good information, and we do make choices out of that desperation. And I think a lot of people are just really bottom line trying to feel better and trying to get healthy. But, you know, the confusion to some people is they have this feeling that, well, it's better to use something than nothing. And then that mentality kind of becomes very strong.
Yeah, well, here's some, you know, very broad and points about choosing probiotics. Let's talk about the foods that they claim to have probiotic microorganisms. Let's just right off the bat tell you from my more than 45 years of being in this field, any product like a pizza or a candy or anything that doesn't sound real to you, it's not really fermented, but they throw in some bacteria that may or may not survive, is really you're wasting your money paying more for that product in hopes of getting what we call a dose that will have an effect on your gut. Now let's come to the fermented foods like yogurt or kefir or even some drinks where they throw in some probiotics. The big problem with that is that people don't understand that it's a separate category, and I call that functional foods. In other words, that food provides more nutrients to you than if you took the individual components of the food and consumed them separately. Because what those products lack is a specific guarantee that you're getting a specific strain of beneficial bacteria and you're getting a specific quantity of that beneficial bacteria through an expiry date. Now, there are a few what we call probiotic drinks that claim to have this, you know, potency efficacy, but there is no agency that's checking to, one, verify what they're saying is the truth, and second of all, if they're loading the product up with any kind of sugar, even natural sugar, that sugar becomes the food for the not-so-friendly bacteria and yeast that's in your gut. So you may be doing yourself a disservice because, on one hand, you're taking the probiotic organisms to improve your ecosystem, but you're also consuming a lot of simple sugars that's going to give you problem with your glucose levels, your insulin-resistant levels, and feeding other microbes that cause your damage. So these are the considerations we have to make. Now, when we come to supplements, it's the same problem, because virtually more than 90% of all the probiotic supplements on the marketplace are produced by one producer. And the rest is all a marketing position of where these products are found. And what usually the marketing position is that they'll give you a multi-strain product that has six or more species in that product with no specific guideline telling you how much of that specific species or strain is in the product through an expiry date and what the heck it's doing in there in the product in the first place. In other words, just throwing in a bunch of names of beneficial bacteria without any kind of potency guarantee for each individual organism doesn't give you any assurance that you're going to get any benefit from this product whatsoever. So, you know, that's why I encourage everyone, it's very simple to get a copy of the probiotic labeling standard and to look at that standard. And it's very easy to copy that standard and use it when you're shopping for a probiotic product, because that was a standard voted on by the entire health food industry in the late 1980s, and it was read into congressional record into 1995. So it's just not my idea. It is the industry's idea of how to protect the consumer to make certain the consumer is getting the probiotic product they're paying their good hard-earned dollars for.
You know, the confusion is going to continue because of the fact that it seems like there is a lot of people out there that are more interested in doing something rather than nothing and just thinking that a little bit of something is going to make a dramatic difference. And don't get me wrong. I mean, if you do a little bit of something and you're getting a little bit of good stuff going, it's fine. But wouldn't we want to just learn a little bit more and do something a little bit more completely and something a little bit more with some finality that might even make things work in a noticeable difference? You would think so. But I think we get blinded by the confusion, and our desperation truly does lead us down a road where we'll do anything rather than nothing, you know, something.
Well, yeah, but and also the truth is that we have a 30-second attention span. And let's talk about this in our next segment. I'm going to give you guidelines, how to choose a proper probiotic supplementation program, what to look for, because believe me, this is the most important part of your health along with your diet and exercise. You get these three things right, and you're going to see a vast improvement in your health and your ability to think and your ability to convert food into energy and to really function at a what I call a higher level. And I say, you don't want to just exist. You want to live well.
You know, I think we need to just kind of take all this information and hopefully run with it and hopefully apply some of it to our everyday routine. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke. This is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on the show, download all my on-demand podcast segments. Visit the show page at radiomd.com. Thank you for tuning in. Be well.